make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
ARB dispatches 5 million liters of diesel amid shortage fears. President Hichilema hands over 62 cars to members of the clergy on the Copper Belt. In global news, Russia denies intelligence role in Iran strikes. Good evening, welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The Energy Regulation Board, ARB, has disclosed that over 5 million litres of diesel have been dispatched from the Ndola fuel terminal and are currently in transit to various destinations across the country. This comes amid public concerns over diesel shortages at selected fuel service stations in various parts of the country. Speaking during a routine stock monitoring exercise in Lusaka this afternoon, ARB Acting Director of Petroleum and Gas, Chesuga Mutwale, said the board will continue monitoring the restocking process to prevent supplies from hoarding the commodity.
The assurance we would like to give you is that uplift of diesel from the Ndola fuel terminal in Ndola are ongoing. They are in progress, and as of this morning, the report this morning showing that 5 million liters has been uplifted and it's in transit to the destination. So we should begin to see some progress. And like I mentioned earlier, as ARB, we will keep monitoring this progress in terms of how the restocking is going on, and we will keep you posted through the normal channels.
Meanwhile, ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumba has urged consumers not to panic buy, warning that such behavior could create unnecessary shortages.
Maybe just to mention that in this time, maybe when we're seeing some maybe sporadic supply, we also, consumers can be tempted to procure from illegal fuel suppliers. Again, we are cautioning against procuring product from illegal fuel vendors, because again, the quality of the product that is being sold will not be able to be verified by the ARB. It could be quality that would cause damage to your vehicles and to your investments in terms of machinery. So it is important that we continue to procure products from licensed entities by the ERB, because with that you have recourse in case there's a problem with your vehicle or your machine, you're able to lodge in a complaint with the ERB. Again, our call to the public is to assure that ERB is working day and night to ensure that there's stable supply in the country.
President Hakainde Hichilema has handed over 62 cows to members of the clergy on the Copper Belt, fulfilling a pledge he made in 2024 during the National Day of Prayer, Reconciliation and Fasting in Kitwe. The donated livestock is meant to support income-generating activities among church leaders and enable them to sustain their ministries while contributing to community development. Speaking during the handover ceremony in Kitwe this afternoon, President Hichilema emphasized the importance of continued collaboration between the church and government in driving national development, noting that partnerships with faith-based organizations remains critical in addressing societal challenges and promoting unity across the country. The head of state further highlighted that the empowerment program aligns with broader efforts to ensure inclusive participation in economic activities, particularly among key community stakeholders such as the clergy.
I think the history of this gift was given already, and I must confess that one of the challenges we had was to where to locate these animals. And I asked the church then that find a suitable place. Don't just take to any place, because these are living things.
Meanwhile, Copper Belt Pastor Fellowship Chairperson Radile Wila expressed gratitude to the President, describing it as a significant gesture that will have a lasting impact on the clergy in the region.
If you want to call Mr. President, we are the drought, and your offering of the animals, we called all the churches, can we pray to God and let God respond because of the drought? And we believe the offering we raised that day, which we are witnessing today, activated there with mercy and gratitude, and we have had rain since that year, and we are so grateful. May we acknowledge and appreciate God for that.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has recorded a warn and caution statement from Tonse Alliance President and Porokoso Member of Parliament, Brian Mundugile, in connection with an ongoing investigation into the awarding of road construction contracts. ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilufa Chisanga, says the Commission summoned Mr. Mundugile for questioning, during which the statement was recorded. Ms. Chisanga has said in a statement that the investigations relate to the manner in which contracts for road construction in Northern, Eastern, Western and Central Province were awarded to companies in which Mr. Mundugile has an interest. She adds that the contracts in question were awarded between 2014 and 2020, with an estimated value exceeding 1.5 billion kwacha. Ms. Chisanga, however, says that further details cannot be disclosed at this stage as investigations are still ongoing. In other news, government says it is prioritizing legal reforms aimed at creating a more supportive environment for business growth, particularly for women. Justice Minister Princess Kasune said the reforms are intended to address ongoing challenges women face in accessing finance despite existing government initiatives. Ms. Kasune said this in a speech read for her by Ministry of Justice Director of Governance and Planning, Elizabeth Silungwe, during the Women's Economic Empowerment and Health Creation Conference organized by the Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, in partnership with Access Bank.
Since 2021, the new Dong government has taken deliberate, sustained steps to uplift every citizen, placing women and young people firmly at the center of Zambia's economic transformation. Government has hence strengthened the legal and policy frameworks to deliver real opportunities and real results for its people. Examples of such policy reforms include the National Youth Policy, which is unlocking entrepreneurship, driving innovation, creating jobs, while deliberately placing young women at the center of wealth creation.
At the same event, NGOCC Vice Chairperson Mwaka Mlenga said the conference held in partnership with Access Bank aims to build market linkages and equip women with the skills and capital needed to grow their businesses.
In the 4 decades of existence, NGOCC has continued highlighting that without economic empowerment, the gender agenda may be walking on thin ice. True economic empowerment means moving beyond just having this, the basic needs met, to taking an equal place in the development process and gaining full control over the factors of production and service.
Meanwhile, Access Bank Non-Executive Director Mildred Kaunda, representing Board Chairperson Anne Sampa, said the bank has reduced borrowing rates for women entrepreneurs to improve their access to financing. In global news, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has firmly denied that Moscow is providing intelligence support to Iran amid accusations from the European Union that Russia is aiding Tehran in targeting U.S. forces in the Middle East. Lavrov told France Television that Russia and Iran maintain very close relations under a military technical cooperation agreement and confirmed that Moscow had supplied Tehran with certain types of military products. He insisted, however, that allegations of providing intelligence are baseless, noting that the locations of U.S. military bases in the region are publicly available. The BBC has more on other stories.
The Pentagon has declined to comment on reports it's considering sending up to 10,000 additional troops to the Middle East. The Wall Street Journal reported that the surge in troops would give President Trump more military options. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have issued a new warning that the Strait